Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to welcome back to our show, Maria. I'm going to do the best not to, I've got it phonetically spelled out here. Maria Marmolejo. How'd I do?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
So a couple of years back, your husband lost his life in the line of duty. Can you just briefly, as best you can, explain what happened so our listeners could grasp what happened that night that day that severely impacted your family?
I guess the best way to start is we were talking on the phone about a Christmas gift for his mom. And a few minutes later, him and his partner got a call, and they went to the train tracks. A shot spotter spotted a shooter, and within minutes of our conversation, him and his partner both struck on December 17th, 2018.
And what? So he lost his life on that day?
Yes.
And you have three daughters?
So did his partner.
And his
well.
Partner lost their life. You have three daughters?
Yes, I do.
And the ages of your daughters today?
My daughters today are 20, 15, and 8 years old.
Now, we're doing this so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation can take the money that they have budgeted for replacement bulletproof vests and move it over to the light item to take care of families like you that lost their loved one, that left in the morning. You're talking to him about buying a Christmas gift for his mom, and then he doesn't come home. Can you tell our listeners, especially those jackasses on the text, okay, with their ridiculous, sarcastic, negative comments, what the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has done for you and your family to support you and your family since your husband's passing?
Definitely, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has supported my children, especially since my youngest lost her father at 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
With education expenses, support, a community. And just with anything is when you lose somebody in the way that we lost him, you lose a complete person that actually helped you, working and hardworking and paying for tuition and paying for expenses for our three children,
mm-hmm.
who is no longer here because he was going to work and doing the best he could at his job. It speaks volumes about the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, but also, if I could remind people, is, you know, I meet families from all over this country that work for police departments that don't support their cities, their states do not support them with any gear. And yes, the Chicago Police Department does support them with some, but not everything. And at the end of the day, I think people need to realize that these are families. And like you said earlier, is a man will go without if his children needs.
Sure.
And if it's when it comes to education, when it comes to food on the table, when it comes to childcare because of schedules, when it comes to supporting someone in their family, they will give that first. And what we need to remind ourselves is not only are these police officers doing their job, but they're actually putting their lives on the line for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't a city that has a huge crime rate, that has all these things going on and need the support of their police department, why wouldn't they pay for it?
I have a question. Thank you for that amazing description. I have a question for the superintendent. When somebody from Naperville or DeKalb or cross state lines in Crown Point, Indiana, or in Racine, Wisconsin, come down to the city of Chicago for a Bears game, Cubs game, anything, play, concert, do you card them when they cross that 606 zip code when they enter the city of Chicago and ask them where they're from? Or do the men and women of the Chicago Police Department automatically protect them once they cross over into that imaginary line, wherever it is they're entering Chicago? And when men and women fly in from Chicago or fly out of Chicago from Midway and O'Hare, that's in the city of Chicago, but they don't live in the city of Chicago like me. I'm in Northbrook, right? I fly out of O'Hare. I entered in the city of Chicago. Am I carded? I don't remember being carded. Hey, David, you're in Northbrook. We're not going to protect you. Can you speak to that? Because it builds upon what Maria just talked about.
The men and women of the Chicago Police Department are here to protect everyone in the city of Chicago. They put their lives on the line every single day. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't see it don't know the true work that's being done by our police officers. They don't know the danger that they face. So anytime someone is, it's rather you're visiting Chicago or you live here, you're mm-hmm. a resident, lifelong resident, doesn't matter. Our police officers will be out there to protect everyone.
They're not carding anybody. You no. walk, you enter the city of Chicago. I come in off of 290, right? I pass Cumberland Avenue. I'm in the city of Chicago. Okay, I come downtown to do this show every Saturday, right? I take the Edens, I drop in. Once I cross into the express lanes, I'm in the city of Chicago. Once I pass Foster, I'm in the city of Chicago. And the business owners that live in the suburbs or live out of state or whatever, the men and women of the Chicago police, who are you going to call, right? If you hit 911 and you're at Western and whatever, right? Western and Belmont and Western, and you hit 911, is your police department from St. Charles going to send a squad? No. It's going to be directed right to the 911 center, and an officer, whatever district that happens to be, is going to respond. And they're not going to ask you where you live. They're coming to save you, just like your husband and his partner did for whatever happened in that incident where the spot shooter identified it, and he was called, and he went. He didn't ask him where, you know, oh, is it a residence of the suburbs, or do they live in Chicago? You get the call, you go. And that's why we're here. We're here to support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation so they could support families like Maria's who are either injured or lost their lives in the line of duty.